This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Well, it's time for Theater Talk, and David Kiley is here. He's with Encore Michigan. He joins us regularly to talk about professional theater productions happening all around the state. Welcome.
Thank you, Lester.
You've been busy.
I'm out of breath. I got to tell you, June is shaping up to be an amazing, wild month in Michigan theater. We have 28 separate show openings this month, and that's not in counting one or two I may be missing or haven't sent us their announcement. I'm personally on the hook to see 9 of those, and I'm sure it's going to go to 10.
Well, let's talk about what's first on the list.
Yeah, that's a new play at the Matrix Theater in Detroit. This is a small theater in Mexicantown near the old train station on Bagley, and they are doing a play called Church and State. So imagine, Lester, if a Republican senator from North Carolina was so moved by a school shooting at his own kid's school that when he went to the church service, he gave an impromptu interview to a blogger saying that we need common sense gun reform now, and that he also said that he had his doubts that a kind and merciful God could allow such violence against children.
That's setting up something, yeah.
Right. So it's a powerful story. It's only 70 minutes long. It's ripped from the headlines, or rather, I guess it's ripped from headlines that the author imagines following a tragic school shooting. I like this play an awful lot, and it has an excellent cast of 4 actors. That's at the Matrix Theater in Detroit.
Next up is from Monster Box Theater in Waterford Township.
Right. A little more traditional offering there. To tribute to Tennessee Williams this month, and they are putting on back-to-back ambitious productions of The Glass Menagerie and A Streetcar Named Desire. And the Monster Box Theater is up in Waterford Township. It's in a strip mall. I can highly recommend going. It's a great space. And then a new play by Joe Zettelmeyer. Actually, it's not so much a new play as kind of a retitled play. Running at the Tipping Point, called Northern Aggression. It has a couple of more weeks to go, and this is a fun and funny play about a couple from Michigan who move down to Georgia and find that their neighbor is a passive-aggressive man with very traditional ideas on what it means to be a neighbor. And that role is played by Thomas Mahard, who's known around these parts for being Scrooge every year at the Meadowbrook. Anyway, they try to work out whether they can put their differences behind them and move forward. This is a play that was first produced back in 2011 at Williamston under the title And the Creek Don't Rise. So that's at the Tipping Point in Northville.
At the Purple Rose in Chelsea, you see there's another new play called Will Run, which started out as a musical?
It did. It started out as Rosie the Riveter, and it was written by Jeff Duncan, who's one of the founders, and he's an artist in residence at Wild Swan Theater, which is a youth theater. And Guy Sandville, who's the artistic director at the Purple Rose, went to see it, and he and Duncan got together to kind of redo the story. And so now it's being kind of rechristened as Willow Run, opens this month at the Purple Rose. And it started out as a musical. Now it's a play with music, Guy tells me. So it's not really a musical, but it probably has more music in it than just about any other play that the Purple Rose has ever done.
Okay, let's go to Detroit, the Detroit Rep.
We have a new play that's actually set in Detroit, which the Detroit Rep does a great job of finding and cultivating plays that are set in Detroit. It's called Ghost Gardens, and it focuses on a couple who, after 10 years of trying, finally get pregnant. And the play looks at the effect of urban decay on families. And I talked to the director, Lynch Travis, this week about the play.
Well, this play takes place in the city of Detroit. It is about people who live in the city of Detroit who are in a situation where they've been forgotten. There are a lot of things going on in Detroit right now. And it takes place in a neighborhood where there's not a lot going on in terms of gentrification and change. There are people who've lived there all their lives, and they are struggling with certain issues around them, some of them social, some of them personal. And it does a very good job of giving those people a voice.
Lester, I'll tell you, the irony there is that the Detroit Rep itself is in a neighborhood where the gentrification we've seen has not hit where it is. There's very little around the Detroit Rep, but it's a theater and a company that's been operating since Eisenhower was in the White House, so without interruption. So that's saying something.
Shifting gears now, on a lighter note, you want to talk about some popular musicals.
Yeah, the Encore Musical in Dexter is doing West Side Story this month as their big summer show. This is a little different production for this theater. The Encore's artistic director, Dan Cooney, is now on the faculty at Roosevelt University in Chicago, and so several of the actors are from that school, and so we have some new blood, you know, in the area.
That should be interesting.
It's almost like a summer stock situation.
Well, your final one, well, probably not your final one. You might have a couple more, but Farmer's Alley in Kalamazoo, it's opened a new production.
Yeah, that's the last one we'll talk about this week. It's a production of Bridges in Madison County. This has become a hugely popular show in regional theater now. The Dio in Pinckney did it last year to essentially sold-out performances. This is a musical based on the best-selling novel, though I gotta say, not without its detractors. There's some tension over this show because it romanticizes cheating in a marriage.
Which was the concern with the book and the movie.
Right. And I've been in productions of this where people have walked out or said something from the audience, from their chair in the audience, and then walked out. This, though, is a really excellent production. It's also kind of a family affair. Like, there's an entire theatrical family that's cast in this show. And our reviewer, Julie Linderleaf, really recommends it.
I can't tell you I know what the future will be. Who knows anything? I just look at those eyes. You've got so much to see. Let me show you there's crowds and camels and hillsides to climb. All I know is in all of the time from man's first breath to God's last warning, you and I.
By the way, that was from the Broadway cast recording. You've got a lot going on this month.
We sure do. Yeah, and I know it's a lot to keep track of, but I'm pretty proud of our show calendar. If you go to Encore Michigan, you'll see the calendar on every page you go to. Just click on the day that you're free to go, and it'll tell you everything that's playing, where it's playing, links to how to get tickets, and all of that.
That's nice. David Kiley of Encore Michigan, thanks for letting us know what's going on for right now in the theater in Michigan.
Thanks a lot, Lester.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.